Bob, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Bob Rod, and Scott, I appreciate you taking some time and allowing me to come in here and and get this message out here of what we're trying to do tonight. And
what's going on tonight?
We've got a couple of things going on, but the first thing that I was coming in for is we've got a bicycle ride called Critical Mass that has not happened in the city for a while, and it's coming back tonight, and it's kind of in response to the traffic fatality, the cyclist that was killed last week at the corner of Elysian Fields in St. Claude.
And was Garrett Geck.
Garrett Geck.
We had Victor Pizarro in the studio last week talking about his eyewitness.
That's right.
Account.
I listened to that. That was chilling.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are disturbed by the event. So are people massing up in response?
Yes. And we have a few. I think there's a few missions and goals in this, hoping that this will the thing serves as a catalyst for things happening. And with this ride tonight, we just want to show numbers of as many bicycles as we can get out there. Obviously, the more bicycles out there, the bigger voice that we have in the community. And it's a way of bringing all types of cyclists together from all different, you know, you've got your commuters and you've got your bicyclists that might come out once on the weekend or something like that. This is an event where anybody should be able to come out there, have a good time, and show some support. Critical Mass is recognized worldwide, and it's got reputations in different areas of different things. This is what we are going to make it here. It's not really happened in a while in New Orleans, and we're trying to reinvent it and something that can serve the bicycle community here and kind of educate and just make people aware that we're out there.
Forget what you heard. Come out, show up, and make it your own.
That's it. Yeah, this is something. Yeah. This is the reinvention of it. Nothing that's done in New Orleans that is done nationally or worldwide is done the same in New Orleans as it's done anywhere else. We parade a little different. We go do our football games a little different. So why shouldn't we do our Critical Mass a little different? And so yeah, it's definitely we've got it to be a plan to be a positive ride and. So tonight will be somewhat organized, and beyond that, we plan on riding every last Friday of the month. And the organization then will be more done spur of the moment in the spirit of Critical Mass. But tonight, to pay honor to Garrick, we are actually going to take the ride by a memorial, which was the second thing I think we're going to talk about later. And so it's kind of geared toward that. So it's a memorial for Garrick. It's for bicycle awareness. There's so many reasons to be out there. It's at 6 o'clock in front of Jackson Square on Decatur Street. And we'll probably leave about 6:20 because we need to get to the memorial at a certain point.
And the ride is at 6.
Yeah.
And the ride will be going through downtown, through some of the older sections of town?
It's going to go through the French Quarter. It's going to run along the French Market, Decatur Street, and North Peters. And then it's going to go to Elysian Fields and take Elysian Fields up to St. Claude, which is where the accident happened. And we're actually going to pause for a moment of silence where the accident happened, and then we're going to go where the memorial is, which starts at 5, and some people are attending both events. The memorial is from 5 to about 6:30 at the Always Lounge, and some of the proceeds from the drinks and from the food in there, and there's some pretty good restaurants in there and stuff, go to the family to help for the cost. And there's no admission to get into the Always, so if you can come out, you got to eat, you got to drink on Friday evening, so it'd be a great cause, you know, to help out with that. And you can do that, and you can still get over to the ride, or you can stay there and we'll come get you with the ride. So it's like we're trying to work it all together. And it's in honor of this man who I didn't know, I rode with 150 like-minded cyclists last night with the NOLA Social Ride, and a lot of people didn't know him, but we again went by there for a moment of silence, laid flowers. It is where the site happened, and this has seemed to brought the bicycling community back together again from all different areas of it, you know, where we've got a lot of small groups out here, but this seems to have been a unifying event.
Right. So when you say the different groups, there's different subcultures of people that ride bicycles. Like there's the people that ride for sport and exercise, and then there's the NOLA social ride, which is you were telling me that it's gotten bigger lately.
Lately, it seemed the numbers really seem to be growing. Last night it was about 150, and last night was a ride, a memorial ride for this gentleman too. That might have been why the numbers came out a little bit more. But that's every Thursday night, and you can find them. They have a website, NOLASocialRide.org, and they're also on Facebook. They have a group and a page there. They have rides throughout the week, but you've got, like you said, there's a whole bicycling community. We've got so many groups out there, the road bike riders, the, like you said, the triathletes, there's cyclocross riders in City Park, and we're going to have members of all of those out there, there's a Bad News Bike Club was out last night helping. They're going to be out helping tonight. So it's going to really be a unifying event. And that's what we want it to be every month after that.
And you told me the ride ends in kind of a space that you think would be useful for people to have a further discussion.
Absolutely. The ride's going to conclude on the side of the French Market on North Peters, the backside of North Peters, where mm-hmm. the French Market kind of opens up. And that's going to have enough room to where we'll be able to dismount our bikes and people will be able to socialize, because people will make friends on this ride. There's not going to be a lot of time unless you get there before 6. We'll be gathering a little early out there talking and stuff, but after this will give us a time as a bicycling community to socialize and get to know each other, exchange contacts and things like that. And
right, because Critical Mass is autonomous and there are no leaders, but it does take a bit of organization and organizing. And I understand, I've been following a lot of things on Facebook. Is that like the primary venue where people could look to for discussion?
Yeah, for information right now for this one, because it was thrown together in a week. Wasn't decided until last Friday. It's a week old, the whole idea of doing this. And that was the easiest way that we knew how to publicize it and everything. Eventually, maybe there'd be a web page or something. I don't know. But, we've discussed Facebook and its effects and bad drawbacks and things like that. So, but that's where it is. There is a group, Critical Mass. There is an event, Critical Mass for Bike Awareness. And both of those are on Facebook.
And I've even heard chatter, part of organizing is the making signs and flyers and things. And I heard tell there would be some of that. But again, it was for something pulled together from last week.
We encourage
your
listeners out there, anyone that's deciding now to come or is listening and is going to come out there. And please, if you ride a bike in this city, come out there. This is for you. If you want to make signs, that we encourage that, either as a memorial to Garrick or to promote bicycle awareness, and safety and whatever approach you want to take, whatever message you want to send, we encourage you. This is it. This is our couple hours a month to get out there and kind of send a message. And I think in the future it would be great if they focused on, like this week we're focusing on the St. Claude corridor, one of the most dangerous bicycle corridors in the city.
But brought that up. Yeah.
It would be great each month if they focused on an area that had been recently impacted with a problem and addressed it that way and go focus on that. But we'll see. Like you said, it's something that organization is not meant to be a big part of Critical Mass. It's more of a spontaneous event. But
comes together.
And today it had to be somewhat organized.
Well, let's talk about that intersection. I think I've heard a little bit from Victor online and other venues about the cause for this particular accident. St. Claude corridor has a bike lane on it. Tulane University did a study that bike lane, which is not separated from the lane of traffic, has increased ridership. It's increased ridership. I forget the exact number that the study pronounced. It's also a state highway that receives many heavy trucks, and this particular truck coming from the refinery down in Chalmette. Are there policy Are there policy actions that could be discussed or people could find out more about?
Discussed? Yeah, we discussed. Could probably discuss a lot.
There's a lot to discuss.
To change anything there from what I've heard, and a lot has been said in the last week, Victor's one of the, probably the most dialed in on this topic. He was there last night. I didn't get a chance to talk to him very much. But the highway for any changes to happen is going to have to go through the legislature.
Oh, wow.
And that's a mountain.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's a so.
And just there's about 100 odd legislatures in Baton Rouge, you know, and it's not in session now. It would kick off in February next year, and we have about 15 representatives in New Orleans. So always with the state legislature, we have our 15 that we
if you can get, yeah, you know, you're not even sure if you can get them. You know, you got it's like you start with them, and then you hope they can carry the load for you. But it's a lot different than trying to change local infrastructure. It's a lot bigger climb. Now, Bike Easy, though,
yes,
which is our thank. We pray that they continue to just keep doing and thank for what they've done, but they are the bicycle advocacy group in the city of New Orleans, the largest one, and that is on their agenda. That is in their crosshairs to try to push that. Now,
right.
How fast it could happen, we can only hope that it's quick, you know?
Yeah. Right. So, but beyond, you know, these policy objectives, whether it's local politicians or state level politicians or road designations, Department of Transportation, I mean, critical mass has a purpose, like in the moment, beyond.
Absolutely.
Beyond like some explicitly big P political thing. I mean, it's politics of the street in a way.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a way for those different areas of the bike community to get together, and because they all face different problems at different times, you know, in the infrastructure and stuff like that. When you think about it, and you know, in a lot of those subcultures come from different geographical areas, it seems like, of the city too. Yeah. They, just like the rest of society, is somewhat, you know, separated, segregated, I guess, right. You could say, and that, right. And it's true. I don't know if it's why, but it is the way it is.
Right.
So this brings, you know, you don't see a lot of road bikes in the French Quarter. I mean, for obvious reasons, you know, there's not a lot of good riding down there, but you'll see them out tonight, and you know, and you'll see, yeah. So this is a way that, and that's the way that's what critical mass is in my eyes, is and should be.
Well, let's talk about, for people who are unfamiliar, do you have like a favorite memory from a critical mass that you participated in before?
To tell people
who haven't like had the experience of riding in a big group.
The best experience I haven't had a lot of experience with critical mass. Here in New Orleans, I rode in a couple of them, that was back, gosh, this has been a few years ago. I did a little bit of the BP at the beginning of the BP spill, but I had to work that day, so I was just there for kind of support, so I didn't get to do the ride or anything with you guys. And then I did one in Denver, Colorado, which it was a very positive event. There were about 600 bikes there, and it was done well. I mean, it was I was, again, when I went there, friends of mine from Denver wouldn't go with me because they had the negative
stigma.
Yeah, the stigmatism.
What do you mean by done well? What, how would you feel?
It was
what
just, it was, everything was positive. I mean, everything was, it wasn't organized, but it came together and went off in a positive sense, and I didn't see any confrontations. The stories you hear of confrontations between riders and automobiles and things like that, none of that happened there. It was all handled. It seemed like everyone knew what to do and how to do it. And it's not rocket science. It's common sense. I mean, there's a street, there's two moving vehicles. It's really not, you know, I think we tend to complicate it sometimes a little bit more, but.
Right on. Yeah. Well, you mentioned BP. I mean, full disclosure, I was working on critical mass when I was underemployed in 2010, and that happened. And just, you know, people, when that was going on, you know, it was this awful thing happening way far away, right? And people had no idea what in the hell to do about anything. So I think the bike ride was something that happened, people just as a response kind of a morning thing again, but just to be together and discuss, you know, what to do or share information and just realize that people are having like and have the experience together rather than apart. I think it's I have from my own experience, I would say that it's incredibly liberating to ride. You know, I commute. I, you know, bike to the station this morning down Broad Street and even on that broad bridge, right? And it's hectic.
You take that bridge?
I take that bridge, baby. And, right.
Yeah, you're a different part of the culture than me.
You fear for your life sometimes, right? It gets your adrenaline pumping. And I think riding in a group tends to be the opposite.
It's yeah, you get to enjoy riding again,
right?
You know, you
right.
really get to relax a little bit because you have the protection of those numbers. Yeah, that's why the social ride, those different group rides, there's many group. I lead a ride on Tuesday night called It's All About the Music, which is another ride that's open to the public that we meet at Armstrong Park and leave at 7 o'clock every Tuesday. Anyone's welcome to come.
Musical events?
Yeah, we go to one, at least one music stop that doesn't have a cover charge. We try to do two of them, and we usually cover 15 miles in a night. And it's a little quicker pace than the social ride, more exercise and stuff. It's a real fun event. That's out there. There's a couple of fast-paced rides on different nights. There's Tuesday Night Laps, Semi-Tough Cycling Club. There's a number of groups out there through Facebook, and if you get in there and start looking around, you'll find them, and there's many opportunities, no matter what type of cycling you do, to get out and ride with others. But once a month, this is going to be the one to look forward to for everybody to come together in a big group, make a statement, and
Right. Cool. So tell us once again everything that's going on tonight, where and
the when. First thing would be at 5 o'clock. Here, okay. Meet me at 5 o'clock at the Always, and we're going to memorialize Garrett Geck. That's going to go on until about 6:30, and anything you spend in there on food or drinks, a portion of that's going to go to this man's family to help get him back to Oregon and put him to rest. At the same time, or during that, I'm going to leave there about 5:30. I'm going to head over to Jackson Square, and we're meeting there at 6 o'clock. Some will get there a little before, and we'll leave there pretty promptly about 6:20 for the Critical Mass Ride, which should be a group. We're hoping between 100 and 300 bikes, and invite every one of you to come out there. That ride should conclude about 8 o'clock at the French Market, and with some socializing and stuff there. And if you still want some more, you can catch NOLA Social Ride after that at 8:30. They're meeting at the Rusty Nail for anybody that wants to, and they're riding down to Tipitina's for their Foundation Fridays there. So there's a lot going on, y'all.
A lot going on. A lot of people to meet, a lot of discussions to be had. Bob, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
6 o'clock, Jackson Square by the steps, like on the
By the steps
there.
Where the breakdancers dance.
Breakdancers.
Everybody knows that, right? It's called Artillery Park, but nobody knows that.
I used to know it as Hippie Hill. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. Jackson Square, Educator, by the steps, 6 o'clock for Critical Mass, a little bit of an hour or 2 hour ride. Thanks so much for telling us and keep us informed. We'll talk to you.
Last Friday of the month.
Last Friday of the month, y'all. All right. Thanks so much. We got one last little bit from Bucky Bacaw to take us out of the hour, and then we'll get into Democracy Now! At 9 o'clock. Keep it here, WTUL New Orleans. Broadcast on WTUL New Orleans are not the views of WTUL, its members.